What's woke in Spanish? Dylan Mulvaney flees to South America amid Bud Light backlash. By Elaine Malin on July 13, 2023. Former Bud Light brand partner, Dylan Mulvaney, heads south of the border to feel safe among llamas in Machu Picchu, Peru. In a video posted to TikTok, Mulvaney shared that he decided to do some solo travel to feel something. "I came here to feel something," Mulvaney said in the video. "And I definitely have. I have done shaman ceremonies that were like 10 years worth of therapy. It was wild," Mulvaney said in the video. "I've seen a lot of llamas. The people here are so kind. I feel very safe here. It's a little sad that I had to leave my country to feel safe, but that will get better eventually." The 26-year-old TikTok trans influencer garnered criticism after posing with a customized Bud Light can with his face on it in the message, "Cheers to 365 days of girlhood." The marketing ploy caused nationwide boycotts, costing the beer giant's parent company AbInBev to lose $27 billion in market value. AbInBev has garnered criticism by former Anheuser-Busch executive Anson Frerichs for failing to take a clear stance on the controversy. The beer giant's CEO Brendan Whitworth made his first public appearance since the scandal first broke on CBS Morning News. He was asked twice by hosts if he would send Mulvaney the can again, and he deflected answering the question both times. Watch the video here. Prior to the 4th of July, Mulvaney officially cut ties with the beer giant via video posted to Instagram. "For a company to hire a trans person and then not publicly stand by them is worse than not hiring a trans person at all, because it gives customers permission to be as transphobic and hateful as they want," Mulvaney said in an Instagram post uploaded Thursday. "It has serious and grave consequences for the rest of our community, and we're customers too."